been around, I would say 80, 90 feet. So you seem to be down there a little while and the perspiration ran off your forehead. Mm-hmm. When you're going down, it strikes cold, but when you get down there, it's the other way about. But this one up here, against the Hard Ox, the Seven Arches, we call it, up at Old Clare's, that's where I live and got killed.
Oh.
I got my two mates up top. They're pulling this here long pipe out. There's a collapse and sucker at the bottom, where we used to draw the water from. Just where they got it at the top, they see a lot come down wallop. And that, I was standing like this here, and that went above me, and that went right through the boards what I was standing on. If I'd have went through, I'd been in 89 feet of water.
What if it had hit you?
They seemed to let that rope down, they said, all down, so I was all right. Mm. Seemed to let the rope down. Used to have a rope, hard wire rope, and used to have a stick. Said, oh, no, he said, I'll take all your rope this here. And put your feet, so they just dragged up the brickwork. But if you'd got your feet round here, you'd go round and round and round, hard as you could go. Mm-hmm. See, that's how you guide yourself up, put your feet like I say, against the well. Just let your feet touch the well. So you draw you up straight.
And what would you be down there for? Building?
No, you'd be up there to fetch a sucker out. You see this pipe? Guide it out. For the repairs, you see, for new leathers, washers, we might call them, and that.
Oh, there'd be a pump at the top?
Then there'd be a pump at the top.
Oh, I see.
They'd have a horse pump that time of day. I don't know whether you've seen these on a halibut or anything like that, where they used to have them. Well, it's a thing. It stands on two big bits of timber, and then there's a little wheel here. Then there's a long bar there, runs to the halibut, as you call it, in eight time and harvest. Or run in the barn, and then that used to turn the pulp, or what they used to pulp the mangles and all that up in, you see? And or you, they're on that, and let's see a pump, these pumps you scoop like to see, fetch this water up, out these wells, and they used to pump up in these barns. They've got a big, I think they've got one that big barn up here, Sisyphus. Used to have, I don't know whether it's, but they've got the main now put on there, though, ain't they, like years.
And have you helped dig these wells then?
Eh?
Have you ever helped to dig a well?
No, I've never been digging on them, I've been down. Old Jack Quint, they used to do that, and old Jesse Fisher. He used to go down about digging wells.
Be quite a problem digging all that, dig.
You see, you have what you call a drum. It's a round, like a round board like that. 6 foot, we'll say. And you see, when you get down there 8 or 9 feet, when you get 8 or 9 feet, you start laying your real bricks on top of this drum, you see. And then by them being wedged in, you see, that won't collapse like I said, they're there for hundreds of years. And down where you get by that brickwork, there's nothing on the earth. Mm. The chalk. Mm. No wells ain't bricked right up.
No.
7 or 8 feet or anything like that. Mm. And see, when you've got the top, these wells at the top, you're down there, you take this drum out. You see, you take your drum out. Mm. Pull it out. He used to take the old pumps. There used to be the old pumps standing up here. There used to be one standing across the road here, and up these row houses there used to be three pumps. There's a pump standing down just above Whippets. There's one.
And you say reckon that's the best water?
Where they live.
It was pumped up. They used to reckon so, didn't they?
Of course they did. You got fresh water all the while. But now, you see, your water now is all tamarated with old lime. See them there big tanks
and that's
up there, they keep chucking lime in there to purify it.
That's the cause.